Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And in the meantime, we have a special guest on the line, and Barry and I are big fans. Enjoy the work of one John Schiambi, who is one of the main play-by-play guys for ESPN. ESPN in town doing the big game tonight between the Astros and the Yankees from the Juice Box. And John, we appreciate you spending some time with us. As I said, you're with Barry, Nick, and Joel, and big fans of your work, my friend.
Appreciate it. How you guys doing today?
We're doing all right. We're fighting back all the calls, tweets, and texts about Ken Giles' knockout punch on himself. People want to know the launch angle, the spin rate, all those kind of things. But overall, a disappointing loss for the Astros, but always interesting to get your perspective on the national scene. Everybody talking about the Yankees early. Obviously, they've won 9 of 10, or 10 of 11 now. But the big thing is your perspective on an Astros team, which people like to nitpick here in the city, but of course is coming off that World Series.
Best team in baseball, and I don't have any hesitation with it. The rotation is outstanding. It's pitched that way. I would say the offense is underperformed, but they may not lead the league in runs per game again, but they'll be right there at the top, in my opinion. I mean, last year they had an historically good offense. I like their team because they're athletic. They move well. Defensively, it's a good team. I understand the concerns about the bullpen, and I think there's some legitimacy to it, but I would finish where I started. Best team in baseball for me.
Hey, John, this is Barry. Did you see or did you happen to catch the discussion on Twitter between Trevor Bauer and some of the Astros starters about them potentially doctoring the ball? And if so, thoughts on either side, or spin rate is up for some of these guys. What are your thoughts on what went down?
Honestly, my first thought, what really annoyed me, was that I thought that Trevor went about it in a really soft batch way, because somebody tweeted a Kyle Body of Driveline, or the Astros doctoring baseballs because their spin rate is up for all of their starters. And then he just did the hand on chin emoji, and then something else that was vague, and then tried to come out and say, hey, I never accused anybody of anything. Like, it's weak. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah, okay.
So he didn't straight up do it. But when the guy asked the direct question, about are the Astros doing something, he didn't, he weighed in, but kept it vague on purpose so he couldn't incriminate himself. It gets tired. So I don't have any insight on who's doing what, but I thought it was weak the way Trevor came out and said, what? I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. And when he got into it, the whole, I have morals thing, that bothered me. So, look, I don't know who's, who's doing what, and I do think the other part of it is I had never contemplated the idea that Pine Tar did anything besides grip, but I would say it is evident. I mean, I know Kyle Bodie, and he's super sharp, and Bauer is as well. Pine Tar, it would appear, can do something besides just get you grip. It can get you increased spin rate. But again, I don't know who's, I just thought the whole thing was handled in a really passive way. And I think it's soft. If you got something to say, then come out and say it. If you know something, then come out and say it. But don't sort of say it and then say, I didn't say anything. That's weak.
No, I agree with you. We said Trevor should be spending more time on the how-to manual on the drones and how to screw up your pitching in the playoffs instead of worrying about the Astros. And I thought McCullers handled it best. I guess as a follow-up to that is just your opinions on guys getting into it on social media, because we know Bregman is that guy. Bregman is the guy that's going to engage with fans and others, and he's going to let you know how he feels. He got into it. McCullers got into it, and kind of follow up on what you said. McCullers basically said, you know, I had a high spin rate regardless before we got in any of these other pitchers. And the bottom line is, if you look at the spin rate on my four-seam fastball, it's an expletive. So, you know, I like the fact that it even makes the game more entertaining because you want the story around the game itself, and you guys have one tonight with what's going on there.
Yeah, I think it depends on what the topic is. If it's something that moves towards semi-serious, then I'm not so in on things being debated in 140 characters. I will give Greg full points for dropping a Tyler on him because that was fun. I mean, that was just well played. Like, that's fun. So, now, but I don't totally endorse what you're saying. Like, hashing it out on. So if we're just like talking smack on social media, it's one thing. But if we're really trying to, you know, if Trevor Bauer really has a beef, or we're really trying to get into how much pine tar affects the ball and whether some teams think other teams are doing it, that's not the place for it.
But I'm saying, just real quick, that you have guys in the booth tonight. You're doing the game with Rick Sutcliffe and David Ross. You got a pitcher and a catcher. That's stuff that they can speak on.
It is, but it's interesting because, I guarantee you that, like me, neither one of them had contemplated the idea that pine tar would do anything besides. It's never been thought of as something that would really improve pitch execution. It's just grip. And clearly it's something that's been missed. The reality, it seems, is Trevor's point, at least, is fair. And, again, Kyle Bodie, you know, jokingly said, you know, I'll bet anyone $10,000 you can increase not just curveball spin rate, but four-seam spin rate as well. So I get it. It'll be interesting.
ESPN John Schiavi joining us on the HRMP listener line. John, I'm curious. We're talking spin rates. We're talking launch angles. And how difficult has that been as an adjustment for you calling games? Because that's an integral part of a broadcast now.
Yeah. So I don't know. I sort of out myself as super dork, but I've been kind of ahead of the curve on this stuff. I've been a Bill James sabermetrics guy from the start, and was connected to the StatCast guys before it really blew up. And look, there's just too much information, and it just makes you smarter. It makes some of these guys better players. It certainly allows teams to evaluate better. I mean, just from a spin rate standpoint, for anybody that just wants to dismiss it, if you've ever wondered why two guys each throw 93 miles an hour and one guy gets a lot of swings and misses on his fastball and the other guy doesn't, spin rate is the answer, because gravity takes a ball and it's going to drop. No matter, you know, it drops less the harder you throw, but the ball is slowly going to sink or drop. And with a higher spin rate, the velocity you push to the side for a second, the higher spin rate allows the carry to stay on a plane. And that's when now you start to understand, when you have heard guys in the past say, yeah, that guy's fastball hopped, or it has late life, or even rise. What they're really talking about is spin rate.
John Schiavi, ESPN, doing the game tonight, Astros and the Yankees, along with Rick Sutcliffe and David Ross. And I got to ask you, you have had a lot of great partners, and I love listening to you and Sut and Ross because you got personalities in the booth. But you guys have had some great stories along the way, and even going back to Krucky and guys like that. But what's one of your favorite clean stories you can tell about some of the guys you've worked with? Because there's been some good stuff on the air.
So, I'm going to go ahead and name drop. So, Sutcliffe was just talking with Jeff Bagwell, and we were downstairs probably 20 minutes ago, and I got to tell him this story, so I'll tell this. Sut and I are doing a game in Milwaukee on a Monday, and then on the off day we fly to Seattle on a Tuesday for a game on Wednesday. And as we fly in over Mount Rainier, get a gorgeous look at it, it's beautiful, we land, as we're getting off the plane, Sut, serious as a heart attack, looks at me and goes, "Book, Book, was that Mount Everest we just went over?" And I look at him and I go, "No." And that's all I said. That's all I said. And then when we have our production meeting, I say to the producer and the director, "You get me the most beautiful, widest shot of Mount Rainier, and we'll come back from break." And I just tell the whole story and just back the bus up over him. And then we come on camera, and I'm like, and my partner said, "Is that Mount Everest?" And he's just on camera. He's just got his head in his hands. And finally, he turns and actually got off a good line. He said, haven't you ever heard that what happens on a plane stays on a plane?
Fantastic.
And he was about to say, I've never been real good at geometry, but he couldn't quite spit it out, as opposed to good at geography.
That is great.
That's
great.
My story.
Oh, that's awesome. Good stuff. Hey, this Yankees team. Now, I'm curious real quick, though. I was looking at your bio a while back, and I noticed you went to high school in New York, Boston College, born in Philly. Who's your team? Are you a Phillies fan?
Grew up a Phillies fan. Okay. Mike Schmidt was my guy.
Okay.
And actually, Sutcliffe got me really good. He set it up in a spring training game. We were doing the Phillies and the Yankees, and Schmidt was there as an instructor. And he marched me over to the cage, and he asked me, does Mike Schmidt know who you are? And I was like, well, I've met him, but I don't know whether. And he walks right over to him, taps him on the shoulder, points at me, and goes, do you know who this is? And you know how Schmidt has that, like, basset hound look. Like, yeah. He just stares at you. He looks me up and down, nose to toes, and goes, no, who are you? And then they all fall out laughing. But I will tell you that 10-year-old me died inside that day. I was like, no, Mike, no.
That's hilarious. Oh, man.
And real quick, because you got to go, but we appreciate you spending some time. The nickname, is it as obvious as Boog is because of Boog Powell? Or
that is correct, yeah. No, somebody gave it to me, a guy who was I was early in radio. I worked at WQAM. I was a producer. One of the morning show hosts is a big Orioles fan, and gave me that nickname, and I met him a bunch of times, and he's a prince, and he's awesome. So, yes, big red-headed guy. That's how I got it.
Very cool.
Well, John, like Joel said, man, we're big fans, and guys out there listening, if you haven't caught a broadcast with Shyambi on the call, do yourself a favor and check it out. He is one of the best in the business for sure.
Yep. Have a good call tonight, my friend.
Thanks a lot, you guys. I appreciate it.
There you go. John Shyambi, ESPN, part of that lineup of really talented people calling games these days. We're also big fans, as we've said, of Jessica Mendoza on Sunday Night Baseball. Give A-Rod his props, as much as whatever you think of him as a player.
He's
very good and very knowledgeable as an analyst.
And I didn't think I would, but I really have enjoyed it.
And Vas Gurgin is just a pro doing the games with them. Yep. So, yeah, good lineups. ESPN, obviously, part of the family, and they're doing the game tonight, so check them out. We'll continue to roll on. Fort Worth Jay wants to get back in here as we turn the page back a page and get back to Kanye West and other things, but we had to get that in when we could because That's a good get when we can get him. We'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.